Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Home. Let's talk Knoxville. I'm Kate Sprecher. On today's program, we speak with Fire Chief Jim Mitchell and Deputy Chief Greg Higginbotham about National Emergency Services Week.
If you could just tell us a little bit about that, Greg.
Well, it's what it is. It's a week that's been set aside to kind of show appreciation towards your EMTs and paramedics and kind of the sacrifices that they make throughout the year and just to kind of celebrate the service they provide.
Chief Mitchell, how many emergency medical or EMS personnel do we have here in Knoxville?
We have about 21 on staff that are either EMTs or paramedics. They also share the responsibility of firefighting too. So they, our people will hold a firefighter certification as well as, again, the EMT or paramedic.
Greg, what does it mean to be able to, you know, provide these kind of services to people in the Knoxville area and all the people that put their time and effort into this? I mean, what do you think is important about what they do and what they provide?
Well, we just got in talking a little bit about this earlier before you even got here, Kate. For most of the people that work in this station, we've grown up here, we've lived here, we know the people we work on. It's more of a passion for us than it is a job. So, you know, we do this, and it's we're so passionate about it because it's our neighbor, it's our teacher, it's our coach, it's our coworkers that you know we work on. So, you know, it's not just a job for us, it's a lifestyle.
EMS personnel really put on the line a lot to help people here in the Knoxville area. And could you just talk a little bit about, you know, what kind of a toll does it take on people doing this kind of work?
It takes a huge toll. You know, we're a small department, but we're a very, very busy department. We have two part-time staff here 24/7, but what happens is, you know, we have three ambulances, and so one crew is out on a call, and so people come from home, whether it's a, you know, a birthday party or a Christmas dinner or Thanksgiving dinner or whatever it is, you know, to respond. So, you know, your family has to be behind you in order to be able to do that, because, you know, I can't just pick up and leave my 10-year-old daughter's birthday party and not expect my wife to be mad if she didn't understand what we're actually, you know, putting forth.
That's a valid point, and I think, you know, we recognize the EMS responders this week, and I believe as an EMS responder, I'm appreciative of that. I think, too, we need to recognize it's not just a responder responsibility. Our families play a part in this as well, and they sacrifice a lot because it isn't always convenient. It's not always while you're, you know, on duty. We've got a variety of staffing positions here at Knoxville. We have full-time, we have part-time, we have paid on call. And when we get real busy, those paid on call come from home. And it's not always a convenient time. It might be the middle of supper, might be the middle of Thanksgiving dinner. So the families too sacrifice, the spouses, the children. Maybe you have to leave a ball game in the middle of the ball game, so you miss the home run. You just sacrifice a lot, and it's not, again, not just the responder. It's the families as well.
Just kind of in closing, is there anything that people here in Knoxville that are appreciative of EMS personnel can do just to appreciate them and the work that they do?
I guess I would encourage Cade, I guess at this point in time, you know, with as busy as we are, if anybody has an interest in doing something like this, to come and fill out an application or just come and visit with us, because we're always looking for good people to train up and be able to do something like this. So if this is something that they might possibly have as a back burner passion that they never thought was possible, come and get in touch with us and let us talk with them and see if it's something maybe we can work into their schedules or even help fulfill, you know, a dream of being a firefighter.
To add to that, I would say too, we've talked about some of the sacrifices and I don't want to emphasize on that as much, because there's also a reward to it. And what we get to do for this community is very rewarding. It's a lot of self-satisfaction. This is an opportunity to really make a difference and help your neighbor, help people within the community. And something I'd like to brag about too, I feel is important. It's not just the community of Knoxville, the county. Marion County has an awesome, awesome EMS program. We all help each other. In time of need, we're there for each other, you know, for emotional support. If department has a bad call, we're there to help them get through that as well as they've been here, you know, come to Knoxville to help us. So citizens of Knoxville can rest assured that they're well taken care of and not just by the Knoxville Fire Department, but our neighbors are really good to us as well. To echo Chief Higginbotham's remarks, if you have any interest in this, we provide the training, we'll get you certified, become part of our fire and EMS family.
Thanks again to Chief Mitchell and Deputy Chief Higginbotham. That's been today's Knoxville Farm and Home. Let's talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, celebrating 25 years of being what a farm store should be. You can find today's news and local information on air and online 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.